102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 541. You know, JP, I always say there's an ass for every chair.
Yeah, I can't take credit for that. That's my old man. But yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Your father has always said, almost like an Abraham Lincoln type figure, there's an ass for every chair.
Yeah, he just needs a big chair. Yeah, right.
Well, this one, in this story, it's a huge chair. And I'll explain to you how this woman, this tiny woman, makes $200,000 relating to this huge chair. It's a really weird fetish, and I'll explain it to you coming next. Maybe you won't think it's so weird.
See, now you're expecting me to get shocked now. Once you said fetish, I'm like, all bets are off.
But the money she can make with this fetish.
200 grand?
102.3 WBAB, yeah. Huh. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, is 545. So here's a story of a woman named Odette, who's very small, petite blonde, 25 years old.
And her name is Odette?
Odette Delacroix.
She's a
blonde. Yeah? She's in Britain. She made $200,000 in about the last year.
Pay attention, Ted.
Getting sat on by plus-size models.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say
that.
Isn't
it weird? I mean, these women are giant. They're like 300-plus, right. And this girl is like 110 pounds at the most. This little, skinny, little thin thing with blonde pigtails in braids.
Right.
She lays down on her back. 25. Lays on her back. This big woman, chest first, lays on her flat. The only thing you can see is her little head sticking out from under her. And another woman piles on.
Right.
And her favorite thing to do is pig piles with five women totaling 1,750 pounds on top of her.
Her favorite thing to do or...
She likes pig piles, but yes, you're getting to it. The way she makes her money is guys love to watch these videos and watch her and look at pictures, and they pay for it all. Brett's looking at the pictures. These women are giant on this tiny little girl.
I know.
Makes tons of money doing this.
I've seen it where guys pay to get smothered. It's called smothering.
Right.
Like, I've seen that, and I almost understand that. I shouldn't say that. I don't understand it because it's like, to me, I just, like, I don't get it. But I can see where I'm paying to be a part of the process. Okay. That's what gets me off.
Right.
There's an end game.
That's what they like, any fetish, right?
I don't understand why you would pay to watch some little tiny girl get five fat chicks thrown on top of her. And then what? It's for like a couple of minutes and she's got to come up for air, right?
Yes. She says she swims underwater to practice holding her breath because she sometimes has to hold her breath for about 4 minutes. How are they ever going to know that you need a breath when you're under there?
It's like the UFC.
She's going to die.
You got to tap out.
She says, I know it sounds weird, but I love being squashed. It's a thrill. I get such a physical pleasure from being pinned down, trapped, or surrounded. It's the opposite of claustrophobia for me. Right. So that's for her. Then she has guys paying, and the women have size 102 triple Z breasts pressed up against her, and right. She can't breathe, but she feels calm.
Right.
What is that? The guys are paying for this. The pictures, she's this tiny. They're huge.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, they're really, really large women.
My dad was onto something, man. There's literally, there is an ass for every chair. Ted, listen, you're always complaining about how much money you make. Go get yourself squashed. Yeah,
not a bad idea.
And yes,
I might actually enjoy it.
The customers do pay extra for her to do pig piles where several large women sit on her while she lies on a flat, hard surface.
See, now
so there's no give at all.
That girl, what's her name, Odette?
Odette.
You know how they always tell you, do what you love?
Right.
She's doing what she loves.
She loves it.
And she's making a lot of money doing it.
She went from 1,000 a week doing nude modeling to 200,000 a year getting squished by fat girls.
And that's 200,000 British pounds.
Whew. That's almost, no, it's $200,000 I converted. It's 125,000 pounds.
You converted it?
Yeah, I did.
See, look at you.
I had to look.
That's a man going the extra effort to get the story straight. You see that?
I also had to do the weights. The whole story's from the UK. People weigh 125 stone. I'm like, what is that? So I had to convert everything so I understood.
Nice.
What a mess. But man, she makes a lot of money and she's okay.
Don't you tell your kids, do what you love?
Yes, I do. Hopefully it's not that.
She's doing what she loves.
It's 548.
What's the matter? But what's the big... Nobody's getting hurt.
Right. Here's Ted with the...